And the tip is up and controlled by Forrest. And immediately it picks up a foul there, and that's going to be on Megan Smith, her first and the team's first. And Forrest coming in here with a 6-3 record and Middle Tennessee Christian 6-4. Forrest with the basketball going toward our left. Out front it goes to Daughtry. Back over now to Robertson. Side court, Andrews drives, gives it off. The shot is up by Daughtry, and it is good. It's 2-0 as Forrest gets an early lead. Candace Daughtry. Here come the Cougars. The ball's taken away. It's Andrews. She puts up a jumper from about 15. No good. The rebound's missed, and coming away with it is Smith for Middle Tennessee Christian. And Peters will bring it up.
Got to protect the basketball. Turnovers, I think, will be key in this game, as it is in every game, but especially when you got two close teams.
Bad pass. Here come the Rockets. Layup is up, and it is good by Andrews. So just like that, a 4-0 lead for Forrest. Lady Cougars facing a press, full court by Forrest. Howard going to bring it across. And she does. Gets it across the timeline. Now takes a couple of dribbles. Feeds it down low. Tip out of bounds off of Faulkner. And it'll be the Lady Rockets basketball. And the third turnover by Middle Tennessee Christian School early here. 4-0 Forrest with 6:45 to go. Just starting here in an early start for high school basketball. Left side it goes to Robertson. In the corner, driving his brothers. Stops baseline. Puts it off the window. Good. Savannah Brothers with a basket, and it's 6-0 Forrest.
Three possessions, John, for MTCS. Turned it over three times. Forrest has scored three times.
And a foul on Scarlett Robertson, getting a little too close over there to Faulkner. And it'll be Middle Tennessee Christian's ball underneath their basket. 6-0 Forrest. And the first team foul on Forrest. Peters gets it open to a wide open look there by Adams. It's no good. Rebound pulled down by Jordan. So one shot and a rebound by the Lady Rockets. They have the basketball. Brothers, top of the key. Right side it goes to Robertson. Back out to Daughtry. And now left side, Andrews drives. Stopped on the baseline by Faulkner. And the ball's tipped away and it belongs to Middle Tennessee Christian School. I hate to say it being so early, but the Cougars could use a basket here. Peters clears everybody off and now going to work one-on-one. Gets a trap behind the back dribble. Nice move. Over left side it goes to Adams. Now back to Peters. Gets a screen from Howard. Little stutter step. Goes up with the left hand. No good. And an over-the-back foul on Julia Howard trying to get that rebound. Only getting one shot, Brian, each possession. Not a good thing to start off.
No, and if it's only one shot, it's a turnover. So they really are going to have to play some stout defense here and hope the shooting comes around.
Brothers brings it across the timeline. Looking for some help. She's just standing out there dribbling, basically. Over the right side, it goes to Robertson. Back to Brothers. Now in the corner, it goes to Andrews. Back out. There's a long jumper, and it's up, and it's no good. That one by Robertson. Out of bounds, it'll be the Lady Cougars ball. Good blocking out there by MTCS.
They've attempted six shots, Forrest has, and MTCS just has not found their rhythm yet.
And the ball thrown away. Long pass down low. Going up with it with a left hand. It's short. It is Brothers. Forrest gets a rebound. Now Middle Tennessee Christian School. And it'll be off of Faulkner.
Faulkner just lost it out of bounds, John. She went up for the rebound, and the ball just fell out of her hands and fell out of bounds. So that's really got to be a rebound and turnover there. Five turnovers for Middle Tennessee.
Sadler comes in for Middle Tennessee Christian. Long-range jumper's no good. Howard comes down with the rebound for the Cougars. And a little push over there by Andrews. Now Peters has it. Drives right side. Back out. Goes to Faulkner. Gets it to the foul line. Now over to Adams. Drives, and she is fouled going up for the basket. A good move by Chandler Adams. I'm sorry. Make that Ashley Sadler, who just checked in. Went to the baseline, picks up the foul. And the foul on Adrian Jordan. That's her first foul.
Don't forget to check out the latest prep sports information online at GoPrimetimeSports.com. Upcoming broadcast listed there as well. GoPrimetimeSports.com. May look a little different in a few days. A new GoPrimetimeSports.com coming.
Wow, new webpage?
Yeah. You've been gone for a while.
Yeah, evidently. Things change. And both of those free throws missed by Sadler, and Forrest comes up with the basketball. It bounces it down low, now gives it out over to Holder, who just checked in. Long jumper, no good. Howard comes down with it. We've got some changes for Forrest. I'll get them just a second. Number 22 is Kristen Holder. And there is Sadler, almost throws it away, now picks it back up, gives it over to Faulkner. Over the left side it goes to Peters. Here's Howard at the foul line, takes a couple of dribbles, now going to drive, scoop shot, up and good. Good move by Julia Howard, and the first basket for Middle Tennessee Christian School. It's 6-2 now, Forrest.
And their defense been keeping them in it, like I said just a second ago. Now they get on the scoreboard, and hopefully things warming up for Middle Tennessee.
And the ball tipped away. Hannah Pfeiffer has checked in also for Forrest, along with Holder. And joining Daughtry is still in, and also Jordan. And they're going to throw it in. That's Holder. Gives it over to Brothers. Drives, now finds Daughtry wide open, misses the shot. And out of bounds, it'll be Middle Tennessee Christian's ball. So the last two or three possessions, Middle Tennessee Christian School has played some pretty good defense. And they have the ball with a chance to cut the lead. Gives it over to Smith. Back to Peters, going to drive baseline, drives all the way in, ball's tipped, and controlled by Forrest. Here comes Daughtry. Daughtry, right side, it goes now over to Pfeiffer. Now back to Holder, over to Brothers. Picked up by Peters in Middle Tennessee Christian School in a zone right now. Here's Daughtry driving, and she puts it up and banks it off the glass good. Candace Daughtry, a pretty good-looking player here, Brian.
Ends the drought of four missed shots for the Lady Rockets.
8-2, Forrest. 2:58 to go in the first quarter. Smith has it, stops, takes a jumper, too hard. Howard tips it, gets it back. Now she'll go back up with the right hand, and she's fouled. And she'll go to the free throw line and may have hurt herself in the process. Foul going to be on Adrian Jordan again. That's her second. Third team foul. Howard at the free throw line. 8-2 our score. Forrest leading. Julia Howard going to try to cut into that lead. Free throw is up and good.
John, just a token. Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update for those interested in the Vandy-Tennessee game. Vandy leading Tennessee 11-4 early in that one.
Well, Vanderbilt led Mississippi State also at home. Free throw, lost in overtime. Howard gets them, and she has now all of the Cougars' points. 8-4, Forrest. Brothers, cross to Daughtry. Back to Pfeiffer, picked up by Faulkner. In some trouble, now gives it off to Daughtry. Don't want to give her an open look. Pfeiffer's got one, shoots from long range, no good. Rebound, Howard. Julia's done a great job on the defensive boards. That's about her third rebound so far. The pass goes in. The newcomer into the game is going to get up and score on a beautiful screen by Megan Smith. And that is, we don't know yet. We'll find out. Here's Forrest with the basketball. 8-6 the score. Jumper from the corner. That's Pfeiffer. The nice move by Hannah Pfeiffer. Her first basket. 10-6 the score, Forrest. They have the ball. Back out to Faulkner. Inside they go to Smith. Turn around and off the glass. No good. Too hard. Brothers comes down with it. Brothers stops, shoots, puts it up. Too hard. Rebound, however, put up and no good. Pfeiffer comes down with it and scores. Total domination on the boards there. Hannah Pfeiffer with the basket. Amanda Chumbly has entered the game for Forrest. A lot of changes by the Rockets. Jordan Faulkner brings it across the timeline. Picked up by Brothers. Over to Megan Smith. Smith looks down low to Howard. Good spin move in the lane and banks it off the window. And it's good. Julia Howard with six. 12-8 our score. Here's the pass. Goes out to Daughtry. Back out to Pfeiffer. Faulkner hounding her out there. Pfeiffer stops, shoots, short. Rebound. That's good defense. Rebound, Megan Smith. Lady Cougars with a basketball. Ashlyn Wilkerson, who scored that basket as she came in the game, gives it off to Faulkner from the corner. In and out. Rebound. Howard again with a rebound. Up and in. Julia Howard is a scoring machine right now. She has 8 of the Cougars, 10 points, and the lead is cut to 2. Forrest leads it 12-10 as we enter the end of the first quarter here. 26 seconds to go. John Dingus, Brian Barrett with you. Girls action starting a little early tonight. Good girls game so far. Forrest with a 2-point lead, looking for that last shot. Pass to Pfeiffer. She's left open for 3. No good. Rebound. Tipped. Controlled this time by the Cougars. Smith comes away with it. Gives it over to Wilkerson. Going to try a desperation shot. No good at the buzzer. But the Middle Tennessee Christian School comes roaring back at the end of that first quarter with our score. Forrest 12. Lady Cougars 10. We'll be back. You're listening to State Farm Prep Basketball on WGNS.
Hello once again, this is Lenny Farmer with the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home here in Murfreesboro. As a certified pre-planning consultant, it's my goal to provide you with the most cost-effective funeral plan available. Sure, there are a lot of questions you have about the pre-planning process, and I want to answer them all to your satisfaction. At Jennings and Ayers at 820 South Church Street across from the post office, feel free to call us for a pre-planning appointment at 893-2422. We guarantee the price for the rest of your life.
Everything we do affects our eternal destiny.
President Lynn Watson of Middle Tennessee Christian School.
We feel like that every decision we make has an impact on tomorrow and the rest of our lives. And so we try to encourage students to think with that kind of eternal perspective in mind.
The mission of Middle Tennessee Christian School is to provide an education based on Christian values and academic excellence. Middle Tennessee Christian School, training for eternity.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
John Dingus, Brian Barrett back with you with girls action here and from Middle Tennessee Christian School, and the Cougars trail at 12-10. Wilkerson with the basketball, dishes off to Faulkner. Back goes to Sadler, to Adams, to Wilkerson. Smith out of the game right now for the Cougars. Faulkner over to Adams. And Howard also out of the game, getting a little breather. And I think Julia may have hurt herself just a little bit. Looking inside, it goes back out. The dish is out to Wilkerson. And out of bounds, it'll be the Cougars basketball. Also coming in, Aaron Mullins, a freshman, is in the ball game. And Brian, I think you said it right. I think Ashlyn Wilkerson is an eighth grader.
Yeah, their junior high team finished their season, and he's brought up some eighth graders. Helps a lot with depth.
Trying to get it inside are the Cougars, and the ball's taken away, and they're tied up. And it'll be Forrest basketball. Peters comes back in. Faulkner going to come out. So wholesale changes. Chumbly still in for Forrest. And coming across is Holder for Forrest. Over to Pfeiffer. Over the corner it goes to Andrews. Back out to Evans. Hannah Evans just checked in. And the long jumper is too strong off of Holder's hand. And it's Middle Tennessee Christian School's basketball. Peters brings it across. Long jumper off the rim. No good. Rebound. Rockets. Boy, a lot of long range jumpers not falling right now. And there's a travel there by Evans for Forrest, and a turnover. That's the second Forrest turnover. And now Daughtry going to come back in, and so is Robertson.
Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update. Oakland trailing Shelbyville 13-4, about a minute left in the first quarter. Cannon County leads Central Magnet 10-3 on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard, thanks to Dick Palmer and Tom Krager and his tweets.
And Siegel is off tonight, I believe, Brian, aren't they?
Yes.
And there's a foul on Andrews, her first foul.
Siegel played on Saturday.
That's right.
Oakland playing 3 this week. played Centennial last night. Girls won, boys lost.
Pressure by Forrest. Peters gets it across. Peters, Sadler, Andrews, Wilkerson, and Adams in that starting lineup for Middle Tennessee Christian School. Nice move by Peters. Drives, loses the ball. Scramble for it. Fight for it. Wilkerson has it before it goes out of bounds. And now, I'll tell you this, Forrest team really hustles defensively. They go after it.
They're like a – they press the ball every time. Whoever has it, they're putting pressure on the ball. It reminds me a lot of kind of the way Riverdale plays defense.
And Middle Tennessee Christian School really having a tough time, particularly in the passing lanes. Daughtry comes away with a turnover, the sixth Cougar turnover. Daughtry goes all the way in and misses the shot. Rebound, Sadler. Caught a break there. She was open.
Yeah, wide open layup. Can't give that up, but luckily she missed it.
Ball thrown away again. Seven turnovers now. Andrews comes up with it. Daughtry open, doesn't take the shot. Now drives, lobs it over in the corner. The jumper is good by Robertson, her first basket, and the lead now four for Forrest. And again, another turnover. But this time it goes out of bounds, and I think the Cougars retain possession. Megan Smith coming back in, Faulkner coming back in, and Julia Howard. 14-10 Forrest, 5:15 to go here in the first half.
Forrest has some depth too, John, that it allows them to play the way that they are. I was thinking, if they continue on this pace, they're going to get tired, but he's rotating in a lot of players.
And now a foul going to be called on Robertson. Her second. Brian, something unusual. I don't know that I can remember that. Of course, I'm getting older, but there hasn't been a timeout, and that's unusual.
No, and then we've already played a quarter and already in, almost approaching midway in the second quarter.
Howard, good feed inside, misses the shot. Howard gets the rebound, however, goes up with it, and a foul going to be called, and it is on Andrews. And I'm not sure Forrest agrees with that, but Julia Howard going to go to the line.
One good thing, though, John, is MTCS is eating into that depth with Forrest by getting fouled a lot. That's the sixth team foul here in the first half. We can just get it on the right players. It may force them into some changes.
Well, this is the right girl to foul if you're a Middle Tennessee Christian School, because Julia Howard can shoot them. She has 9 points here in the first half. Julia takes a dribble. Second one is up and good. I didn't even jinx her tonight, Brian. 14-12 the score. Forrest with a 2-point lead.
Nice run, John. They got down, what,
6-0? Yeah, and he did not call a timeout, and I guess that worked out. Daughtry over in the corner. Brothers may have taken some steps. Drives baseline, puts it off the glass, and good. Might have taken an extra step there. 16-12 Forrest. Faulkner having some trouble getting it in. Now does. Peters going to bring it across. You know, we think Peters is a veteran. She's just a sophomore. Bounce pass Wilkerson. Soft jumper. No good. Comes off the rim, and the rebound picked up by Evans for Forrest. Brothers going to hurry across the timeline. Gives it over in the corner to Pfeiffer. No good. Short. Rebound Wilkerson. Hustles down for the rebound and gives it off to Peters. 16-12. Forrest by four at the 4:13 mark of the first half. Peters, right side, Faulkner. Takes a pass to Peters, and now, make that Howard. Gives it over, Megan Smith, high-low, being run, and Howard can't get it to fall. Had the look, couldn't get it in, and a foul going to be called on Middle Tennessee Christian School. That's unfortunate. Julius had two good looks.
Foul on that rebound right there is what caused it, and she was triple-teamed in the paint, and it almost went in anyway. MTCS has kind of fallen on hard times here midway through the second quarter. 0-for-5 from the field. Their only points in this quarter have come at the foul line, but they're playing pretty good defense on the other end.
Brothers brings it across for Forrest to Pfeiffer. Takes the drive to the baseline, now gives it inside. Evans going up with it, and it's blocked. And it'll be Forrest ball. And now we do get that timeout, and we get a chance to talk about Stan Vaught and Bobby Bug of Bob Parks Realty.
Well, if you think about settling for anything less than the best, you won't be satisfied. And that's the same story you can use with the auction process as well. Of course, Bob Bug and Stan Vaught are the best. They're recognized around the Southeast, not only here in your community, Rutherford County, but around the Southeast as the industry leaders. They know Rutherford County. They've lived here, worked here. They're your neighbors. You drink coffee with them. You'll have to buy it, but if you drink coffee with them. But Bob Bug and Stan Vaughn are great guys, and they know the auction process and can make it work for you. Online at bobparksauction.com. Bob and Stan, you can consider it sold.
My apologies, Stan, Bobby, for my partner there.
They won't buy your coffee.
16-12, Forrest, and a good move by Pfeiffer. She misses the shot. But rebounding it for Forrest is Evans, and Brothers makes it, gives that to Holder. Over to Daughtry. Cross-court pass to Pfeiffer in the corner. Going to try it again. Bottom. Boy, she's a good-looking player coming off the bench. Hannah Pfeiffer, she has six. 18-12. Forrest. And now, five-second violation on Julianne Peters. That is turnover number nine, and that's the telltale story of this game so far.
Well, it's been in pressure situations, and they've had a hard time handling the pressure, but they are playing great on the defensive end, but they have now fallen down back by the largest margin of six.
And Sadler comes back in for Middle Tennessee Christian. There's a shot that goes awry for Forrest and pulled down by Howard. Peters working one-on-one, going to drive all the way in, puts it up with the left hand and hammered. And I think Daughtry got her that time. And that would be her first foul.
After trailing 17-4 to Shelbyville, Oakland now trails only by 8, 19-11. Ellen Riggins really coming up big in that second quarter of play on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard.
And the free throw is up and good by Peters. I tell you what, the Golden Eagles are a pretty good ball club.
I think they're just getting better, too.
Yeah.
So they're going to be a tough out in that district tournament or region tournament.
Segment is up and also good by Julianne Peters. And the lead cut to four. Forrest brings it up, leading 18-14. Brothers picked up at half court by Wilkerson. In a semi-zone is what they're really playing. Pfeiffer over in the corner. Misses everything. Rebound. Picked up Peters. Brian, right now they're quicker to the ball. They're going after the ball. And I know Dan Wilkerson is upset to the point that he would like to get a little more going after that loose ball. We've got a 30-second timeout. 18-14, it's Middle Tennessee Christian School trailing. We'll be back.
Roscoe Brown. For 70 years, we've had one goal, to give you the very best in home comfort and value. The same way of thinking lives on today with Roscoe's son and grandson. And why we say there's a little bit of Roscoe in every job we do. Turn to the experts at Roscoe Brown for an energy-efficient carrier system with rebates, tax credits, and monthly payments as low as $199. Call 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Your friend since 1940, Roscoe Brown is who you trust.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
And welcome back. 18-14 our score. Forrest loses the ball. Howard tips it to Wilkerson. Going to drive all the way in with the left hand. Too hard. Rebound picked up by Daughtry. That is a pretty impressive play, even though she missed the shot by an eighth grader to go down the floor like that.
Six missed shots for the Lady Cougars. Four free throws. That's it for this quarter right now.
Daughtry has it. Tries to lob it inside to Pfeiffer or Evans. Now the dish out to Brothers, who shoots a three. Had all day, and she took advantage of it. She has seven.
You kind of felt like some of their long-range shots would begin to go at some point, John, and that's the first one after several attempts.
Peters has it. In the zone as far as inside to Howard. Dishes back out. Wilkerson open. Too strong. Rebound picked up. Brothers. She seems like she's everywhere. Over in the corner to Pfeiffer. Puts it up. Banks it off. No good. And a foul going to be called over the back on Pfeiffer. He has used a lot of players. I've got 9 players used so far. And one of those is coming in now. And that's Amanda Chumbly.
Well, he's only got 10, so he's used just about everybody.
Utilizing the bench.
Yes.
And going to the free throw line is Julianne Peters already tonight, 2 for 2 from the line. The lead is 7 for Forrest. Free throw up. Rolls in and out. Rebound picked up Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer is a junior. And the Rockets have it. And with a 1:15 mark in the first half, looks like they may want to be playing for one here as they stand out there and hold it. Brothers over to Holder. Kristen gives it back out to Pfeiffer.
It's like MTCS is playing a bit of zone right here and trying to pull him out of it.
And ball tipped out of bounds. It'll be retained by the Lady Rockets.
It looked like a zone. It may have just been
They're kind of playing a little
sagging.
Box there, too, yeah. I think, on Daughtry. And throwing it in will be Pfeiffer. Back to Daughtry, back to Pfeiffer. Saying Pfeiffer's name so much, reminds me of a Three Stooges line. I'll tell you about it at halftime. Just to you, Brian. Over the corner now, being trapped as aggressively, Christian School getting very aggressive on defense. And Faulkner tips it away, but it'll still be Forrest basketball with 35 seconds to go. 21-14, Forrest. The Lady Rockets have it side court. Pfeiffer to throw it in. Gives it over to Holder, right wing. 28 seconds to go. Brothers now drive, stops, dishes back out to Holder. She's not looking to shoot. Pfeiffer in the corner, watch the baseline. And Sadler gets on top of her. Now back out to Daughtry. I still think it's going to be in Daughtry's hands before it's over. Or Brothers.
That's Chumbly. About that time.
Over back out now to Holder. And Pfeiffer's going to take the shot, and she's going to miss it. Rebound, Howard. 2 seconds, one. That's going to be the end of the half as Howard flings one. And that's it. We're at the end of the first half with the score. Forrest, Lady Rockets 21, Middle Tennessee Christian School 14. And we'll be back with all the halftime stats for you right after this timeout.
Stop by Bud's Tire and check out our full line of Michelin tires. And at Bud's Tire, we also do brakes and alignments, shocks, and oil changes. Hi, this is Kay Mitchell. Stop by Bud's Tire at 3600 Woodbury Road, just a mile past Rutherford Boulevard.
Bud's Tire now has the Michelin Promise Plan, 30-day satisfaction guarantee, 3-year flat tire changing assistance, and limited mileage warranty. Michelin and Bud's Tire, a better way forward.
Tacos?
Nah. Burgers?
Yesterday.
Right.
I'm thinking
Mongolian.
Looking for a fresh, healthy alternative? Take a trip to Genghis Grill. Genghis Grill, masters of Mongolian stir fry.
Hey, go vegetarian.
For the best Mongolian stir fry in Rutherford County, visit Genghis Grill in the Avenue on Medical Center Parkway. Mongolian stir fry, healthy.
Bell Jewelers, a local gem.
Bell Jewelers on Broad Street across from Toots.
Hi, I'm Doran Claiborne with Farmer Brothers Insurance. Do you value life? Life insurance, that is. When you buy your life insurance from us through Auto Owners Insurance, we'll save you money with premium discounts on your car and homeowners coverage. We're specialists in insuring people and the things people own. Come to us about life. No problem life protection through Auto Owners Insurance. Give us a call at 893-5064.
You can depend on Farmer Brothers.
Lester Martin here with Martin's Home and Garden. We offer full-service landscape designing, installation, maintenance, lighting, and irrigation, and lawn care services, mowing, fertilizing, overseeding, aerating, and property management. Martin's is licensed, bonded, and insured. Use Martin's for any landscaping or lawn care needs. That's at Martin's Home and Garden, across from Demas's, 1020 Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro.
It's time to think about the long, cold winter ahead. This is Todd at Todd's Complete Auto Care on Southeast Broad Street. Before the cold winter wind blows, be sure to take care of your car. Bring it by and let us check the battery and coolant. We'll do a complete car check, look at tires, wipers, and more to make sure it's safe for the road. That's Todd's Complete Auto Care. We're on Southeast Broad Street, 962-9050.
We'll go the extra mile.
Todd's Complete Auto Care on Southeast Broad, across from Discovery Center.
Come see me.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Don't forget, read local sports coverage from Jeff Jordan every Sunday in the Murfreesboro Post and online at murfreesboropost.com. Scores and standings for middle and high school sports
In the Murfreesboro Post, State Farm Prep Basketball brought to you in part by State Farm agent Monty King, Genghis Grill, Zippy Shell, Bell Jewelers, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, and a reminder to check out GoPrimetimeSports.com. Click on the Sir Pizza podcast button to download or listen to recent games. Sir Pizza sponsors WGNS Primetime Sports Podcast online.
Well, Brian, a very cold shooting first half, really by both teams, but particularly Middle Tennessee Christian School, as they trail here 21-14 to the Lady Rockets of Forest. And Brian's going to have those team stats here in just a minute. I'm going to look at the individual scoring, and these stats tonight brought to you by Bob Parks Realtor, Sunette P, AG Sporting Goods, and Winners Trophies. And then if we have time, we'll go over some scores. That Brian will have some scores for you as well here here at halftime. For Middle Tennessee Christian School, Julianne Peters with 2 points. Julia Howard has had quite a first half. She has 10, and that basically is it. Wilkerson had two. There you go. Ashlyn Wilkerson had 2 points coming off the bench. And for Forrest, it was Daughtry with one. With four. Evans did not score. Andrews had two. Robertson with two. Savannah Brothers had seven. And Hannah Pfeiffer coming off the bench has 6 points. So pretty good night so far. But that defense has really shut down Julianne Peters so far tonight. And Middle Tennessee Christian School really struggling. Brian, I don't know what they'd have done without Julia Howard in that first half.
Well, the first half was really very interesting. They got down 6-0, and then they ended the first quarter with 4-for-4 from the field. They were 5-of-9 in the first quarter, 55%, but John, 0-of-7 in the second quarter, and only had 31% shooting from the field, no threes, and thank goodness for the foul line, 6 points at the foul line, 6-of-7. That's been a biggie for Middle Tennessee Christian School as we take a look at the team stats from Bob Parks Realtor, Sunette P, AG Sporting Goods, and Winners Trophies. MTCS out-rebounding Forrest 12-10. That's been a positive stat. They have gotten a lot of rebounds, played really good defense, I think, of their very own. Forrest, 8-of-23, 35% from the field. They have 1-3, and hopefully they're not warming things up. 0-of-2 from the foul line for Forrest. They've only turned the ball over 3 times, where Middle Tennessee Christian School has turned it over 10. So that stat and the poor shooting in the first half, especially the second quarter, have been the problems for Middle Tennessee Christian School. And John, you look at all of those stats and look at the scoreboard, and to see they only trail by 7, I think you have to consider that almost a moral victory, if you will.
Actually, you're right, and Julia Howard has missed a couple of shots. I think she wish she had back, but it's just been tenacious defense, and they go after you, Forrest does, and they've gotten almost every loose ball just about. And I think Dan Wilkerson is telling his crew in there right now that we got to do a little better about getting rebounds and going after that loose ball. And of course, the turnovers have got to get better as well. So that's a big key. You've got some scores too, I know, on our Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard.
I do, and here we go with that right now. The latest score I have out of Oakland trailing Shelbyville 28-16 with about a minute or so left in the second quarter. That one probably close to halftime right now. And Tom Crager keeping us updated with his tweets. Follow him at Crager, at Tom Crager. And also Dick Palmer is following the Middle Tennessee Christians, or the Central Magnet School Cannon County game. And it's Cannon County 23, CMS 18 on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Be back with more State Farm Prep basketball here in just a moment.
And this is Amanda at Animal City inviting you to come check out our ever-changing group of adoptable pets, ranging from the feathered to the furred to the scaled. This is Amanda inviting you to Animal City to come and visit with some of our unique pets, like our hedgehogs, sugar gliders, and don't forget to meet Lily. While you're here at Animal City, don't forget to check out the captivating faces in our reptile department. This is Amanda inviting your family to come do business with our family. Animal City is located at 919 Northwest Broad Street.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas, we can take care of you. Call Thompson Services, we'll get there fast. We stand behind the work that we do. 274-2281, make one call to get your job done.
AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. Call Thompson Services for values that last.
There is a difference at Loveless Fine Photography.
We do one senior at a time.
Alan Loveless.
We're trying to create something new and different for each senior and give them our full attention. This is what I love, and this is what we do. And that's why we've been here so long, and we just had a great record of producing beautiful portraits for young people.
Get that yearbook photo done at the school's photographer and then call 890-1558 to capture the perfect images that will last a lifetime. Loveless Fine Photography, 890-1558.
This is Brandon Burks with First Bank Mortgage. Now is the time to refinance or purchase your dream home with rates at historic lows. Just a quick 10-minute call or visit could help you save thousands in interest and even reduce your monthly mortgage payment. Give me a call at 907-5535 or come by and visit me at First Bank on Memorial Boulevard. I look forward to helping you with all your mortgage needs. Call me, Brandon Burks, at 907-5535.
Be a hero for kids with cancer. Join Bald in the Borough's second annual St. Baldrick's event on March 16th at 4 p.m. located in Lanes, Trains, and Automobiles in Murfreesboro. You can be a part of the excitement, whether you shave your head, volunteer, or donate. You'll be giving hope to those kids fighting childhood cancers. Go to baldintheborough.com and see how you can be a hero too. Sponsored by Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
The Smyrna Bowling Center, a great place to take the family for fun.
Bright and colorful and not dimly lit like the bowling alleys of old. The fun never ends.
Mark Hubbock is general manager at the Smyrna Bowling Center and says anybody can bowl.
Small children all the way up to senior citizens, anybody can do this sport. It's a great activity. You know, you're taking a 12 to 16 pound bowling ball for most people and rolling it down the lane, three game series, you're going to lift quite a bit of weight.
Come on, let's have fun at the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane.
Start the second half here. Middle Tennessee Christian School will get the basketball. Jordan Faulkner to throw it in. We're going to have those starting lineups here. Julianne Peters, Jordan Faulkner, Chandler Adams, Megan Smith, and Julianne Howard for Middle Tennessee Christian School. Peters gets it inside. Good move there. And Smith goes up with the left hand and fouled by Adrian Jordan, who is back in the starting lineup along with Candace Daughtry. We have Adrian Jordan, of course, Scarlett Robertson, Brothers, and Andrews. Those are your starting lineups for the second half, brought to you by Sunette P. at Bob Parks Realty, AG Sporting Goods, and Winners Trophies. Megan Smith just got her first point of the night. And the lead cut to six. Here's Middle Tennessee Christian School tries to come back. Second one also good. She has two. 21-16 Forest. They have the basketball. We've just started the third quarter. John Dinkins, Brian Barrett back with you. And there's Pfeiffer giving it back out to Jordan. And the shot is good. Jordan from outside scores, and it's 23-16. Here come the Cougars. Peters driving all the way in, short with the left hand. Smith there, and she puts it back up and in. Megan Smith just followed her along and got the basket. 23-18. Cougars trying to hang tough here. Brothers lobs it inside to Jordan, and she loses the ball. And it'll be Cougars basketball. The fourth turnover. That's pretty amazing, just four turnovers, the style that Forrest plays.
That up-tempo that they like.
Faulkner to Howard. Pressure again by the Lady Rockets. Christian School with the ball. Peters driving. This time gets in there, misses the shot. She's had a tough time tonight with that driving layup. And here comes the Rockets. Wide open, left open, and shot is good. And it's a three by Taylor Andrews. She now has five, and the lead is eight.
Kind of worried about them coming alive, John, and they've got two threes, one late in the first half.
Peters inside to Smith, a great move with the left hand underneath the basket. Megan Smith with six. She's come alive here in this third quarter. 26-20, Forrest. Rockets have the ball. Daughtry swings it around over to Pfeiffer it is. Long jumper by Brothers is no good. Rebound, Howard, strong rebound. Now a chance to cut the lead. Bogner looks to Peters. She brings it across herself. Being guarded by Brothers. Bounce pass inside to Smith. Going to have an easy layup. Good. Great feed that time by Faulkner.
What a great start to this third quarter, John. 3 of 4 from the field. Some great looks inside, and they're chipping away here.
Megan Smith doing a great job of posting up down low, too, Brian. And Forrest getting some instructions here. Brothers has it right side. Goes to Daughtry down low. Back out it goes. And there is Andrews, but this time she walks. And it'll be Lady Cougars ball. Coming in is Wilkerson. Also coming in is Sadler for the Middle Tennessee Christian School Lady Cougars. 26-22, Brian.
Jennings and Ears Funeral Home scoreboard update. Shelbyville 33, Oakland 21. That is a halftime score for you. And it's 30-16, Vandy leading Tennessee.
And the jumper from the corner by Faulkner is good. And just like that, Middle Tennessee Christian gets a basket, and we've got a technical foul called on Forrest here on the bench. And there's a discussion, a heated discussion going on.
Yeah, coach isn't very happy right there, and he called the technical foul and is talking to the official that actually called the technical foul. He's still chewing on him a little bit, and he better be careful.
And we'll take it.
Well, these are huge right here, John. You're going to get the ball back. If you can hit a couple of free throws here, that's going to cut that four-point lead.
Smith's shot is good, the first free throw. She has 9. She has exploded in this third quarter. Megan with another one, also good. Doesn't take a lot of time, does she?
Well, John, now they've got an opportunity with a basket to tie this game. A 3 would give them the lead, and they trailed 21-14. They trailed by 7 at halftime.
They made the decision at halftime to go down low and get some high percentage shots by Megan Smith, and it certainly paid off. And now the outside is starting to open up for Dan Wilkerson and his crew. Wilkerson going to throw it in. Waiting patiently at the scorer's desk. And now there's a discussion going on.
I don't really know what the problem is, but now Coach Wilkerson has asked a question, and the official who called the technical foul is going out to talk to his other compadres.
Well, if it's against Forrest, any shape, form, or fashion, there'll be an explosion on the bench. And I'll tell you what I think. I'm going to wait and see what they do. But, yes, that's what it was. Faulkner's basket was not counted. So we're already tied, and now Middle Tennessee Christian School with a chance to take the lead. I thought that was right. And ball intercepted. Brothers. And tipped away. Beautiful defensive play by Howard. Saved a basket.
Forrest fans below us right here are not very happy right now.
Brothers to throw it in. Lobs it to Andrews. Stops. And now a foul called, a push from somebody underneath. And it's Faulkner.
It's going to be before the shot, and the shot went, so that may not be a bad foul.
And back to Daughtry on the inbounds. Drives, puts it up. Too strong off the glass. Rebound this time. Going to be on Middle Tennessee Christian School again. Over the back.
That's a tough foul there, John, because the ball came off and the players were stacked up 4 deep right there. And he caught the third person over the back. And one of the other two that was very much over the back was a Lady Rocket.
And Forrest with a basketball underneath their basket. Driving baseline is Brothers being double-teamed. Gets it out to Daughtry. Oh, good spin move by Daughtry. And this time a foul going to be called, and this is a shooting foul. Going to get 2 shots here for Forrest. 26-26 our score. 4:49 to go in the third. And it is on Howard. And with a team that looked really down and out, particularly offensively, to be tied right now is pretty good. And Daughtry misses the free throw. They're still tied at 26.
They haven't hit a free throw all night, which that would be a trend I would hope would continue.
Second one is up, and it is good. So she breaks that ice. Daughtry with 5.
Just had to open my big mouth.
And I tell you something, holding Daughtry to 5 points, for some reason I feel like that's really a good thing. She's a good-looking player. Faulkner drives baseline, may have walked, rebound, Sadler, and she's going to be fouled by Jordan. And if that's true, that should be four on her. And that takes a pretty good size, size-wise, a pretty tall girl out of the lineup if that is her four. Free throw, Sadler. Chumbly coming in.
The scoreboard has that as three, John.
Well, still enough, I guess, to get her out of the game. And Chumbly comes in. First free throw was missed. 27-26 Forest. Second shot by Sadler. Good. Ashley with her first points. 27 all now. Forest with the basketball. Right side goes Pfeiffer. Drives baseline. Gets it back out to Brothers, who's going to drive. Goes through two people. Is fouled. And the basket's good. That may be one of the bigger plays of the game.
Well, one thing it has done, it's got MTCS in a bit of foul trouble. The four fouls that have occurred have been in the last two possessions.
And I think Julia Howard picked up her third. Brothers with a chance to complete the three-point play, as Bryant would say, the old-fashioned way.
Foul, John, I believe, is on Wilkerson.
Okay, we'll take that too. And a double dribble called. The free throw was missed, by the way. 29-27, Forest with the lead, and they have the basketball. And coming in is Adams, and Smith comes out. Smith finishes this third quarter with 10 points, or at least comes out with 10 points. 4:11 to go in the third. Forest, two-point lead in the ball. Daughtry dishes it out. Pfeiffer open for three. No good. Rebound, Sadler. Looking for some help. Now takes a couple of dribbles. Looks for help. Bounce pass goes to Wilkerson. Going to get it across is Ashland. Back out to Faulkner in the corner to Adams. Adams dribbles out a little and gives it out to Wilkerson. Between the circles is Wilkerson. Now drives with the right hand. Gets it open. Adams open. Shot too hard. Rebound picked up. Pfeiffer for Forrest. Over to Brothers. Sadler picks her up. Now back out. And Brothers will set it up. Between the circles it goes. Now left side over to Andrews. 29-27 Forrest. Wilkerson picks up Brothers. A little give and go and intercepted by Sadler. Good read. Sadler gets it. Middle Tennessee Christian now travels. Another turnover that has killed the Lady Cougars so far tonight. That is 11. And Megan Smith comes back in, out, and Sadler, or comes back in, and Sadler comes in, out. I'm really struggling tonight, Brian, as you can tell, in and out. What's my name? What's your name?
You'll come back around.
Yeah, I miss a few games. It's kind of hard to get back in the saddle. Brothers. Over to Holder, being guarded by Faulkner. Foul line extended is Pfeiffer. Jumper short. Rebound. Out of bounds. It'll be Cougars ball. So we're still hanging around that 29-27 score with Lady Cougars another chance to tie. Pressure by Forrest.
Lady Rockets hit kind of a cool spell here shooting, and we haven't been able to take advantage of it.
Howard right side. Gives it back out to Faulkner. Lob inside to Smith. And good feed down low. Adams misses the shot. Out of bounds. Howard gets it and maintains her balance to stay in bounds. That's beautiful. Howard, right side, going to drive baseline. Wants to take it on her own. And now an offensive foul on Julia. Coming into the ball game is Peters and also Mullins for Middle Tennessee Christian.
Well, if this was going to work about the same as that, John, but they're going to actually say she stepped out of bounds. They're not going to call the foul on her, so we won't at least have to put a foul in her column.
2:17 to go in the third, 29-27. Well, I've been trying to do that two times already. Peters picks up Holder, driving left side, and now she's going to be knocked down by Wilkerson. Pretty good Tuesday night crowd here at Middle Tennessee Christian School. This is a pretty good rivalry over the years.
Well, that's a big district game. I mean, a chance for Middle Tennessee Christian School to lay claim to one of the top spots in the district, girls.
Chumbly has it. Back out. Holder. Leaves her open. Doesn't take the shot. Now to Pfeiffer. they have really taken away any kind of inside game for Forrest. There's Howard, picked up by Peters. Gives it over now to Evans, who throws it away. Here comes Mullins, puts it up with the left hand, layup good. We're tied. Mullins, her first basket, 29-29, a minute 38 to go in the third.
What a great time for that to come. Big turnover, that's their fourth of this quarter where they turned it over only three in the first half. MTCS has turned up the defensive heat.
Robertson comes in for Forrest, she's in the game now. Holder gives it over to Evans, and they find Robertson open. She shoots it, no good. Rebound, tipped again. Chumbly comes up with it. Forrest gets another chance. A reprieve, you might say. 1:10 to go in the third. Holder, right side to Robertson. A pick by Chumbly, and I think they're going to say an illegal pick. Maybe? No? Yep. Yeah, Chumbly. Didn't get set, and it'll get you every time. That was a good call by the official. Peters will throw it in, side court in the back court. Pressure again by the Lady Rockets. They give it to Mullins, quickly back to Peters. And she'll bring it across the timeline, picked up by Robertson. Now Milton C. Christian with a chance to take the lead. Peters drives, this time goes in, and they call an offensive foul on Julianne. Her first foul, and it'll be Forrest basketball. That is the sixth team foul on the Cougars. Dan Wilkerson not real happy about that call either, Brian.
No, and when one official, the one who called it, won't listen to him, he'll talk to the other one.
And Dan doesn't get too vocal very much. He didn't like that call. Holder walks slowly across the timeline.
Well, they wasted about a minute and a half to end the first half.
Well, they've got 34 seconds here, and they're trying to hold it for one shot here, I believe. Robertson in the corner. Holder gets a look, way short. Rebound picked up by Pfeiffer, and they go back out to Holder, and then they'll set it up again with 20 seconds to go.
Julianne Peters got a piece of that, John, was the reason it was well short. She did a good job out there blocking that three attempt.
They haven't had too many good looks outside. There's Holder, good feed, but Evans can't hold on to it, so Middle Tennessee Christian School with 6.9 seconds here on the third quarter clock, maybe take the lead. Now Forrest going to send one guy back or one person back. Smith, 4 seconds. Peters, see if she can get something off. Going to try it. Throws it up there. Oh, it hit the rim. Pretty close. We're at the end of third quarter. We're all tied up. Nothing's been decided. You're listening to State Farm Prep Basketball on WGNS. Stay right here.
Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, and I can help you get to a better state because I'll talk with you, listen to you, and help you put together a policy that has you written all over it, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Give me a call at 895-2700.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton. Give me a call at 895-2700.
This is Steve Grimsley with Zippy Shell. Are you looking for storage? Perhaps you're preparing your home for sale, downsizing, or just in need of some extra space. Well, then you should give us a call. We offer convenient, affordable storage solutions right here in Rutherford County. We deliver a storage container to you, you pack it, and we'll pick it up and store your goods in our secure facility. We are locally owned and operated. To check out our grand opening specials, give us a call at 216-7879 or visit us at zippyshell.com. Save time, save money, save everything.
Get to a better State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Since 1924, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance has been getting athletes back in the game and on the field, whether it's a strain, sprain, or a fracture. TOA is here for you online at TOA.com.
We're all tied as we start the fourth quarter, and Daughtry's shot is blocked. Hits the backboard. It'll be the Cougars' ball.
John, 6 of 11 shooting for Middle Tennessee Christian School, just under 60% in that third quarter. Forrest 3 of 8, so a great quarter. They've got to keep up that same pace and same momentum, try to eke out a victory here at home versus the Lady Rockets.
Peters has a little trouble getting it in. Adams saves her, and he gives it back to Julianne. It'll be an exciting fourth quarter here. We're all knotted up at 29. Smith has it right side. Looking for a cutter. Now takes a couple of dribbles. Drives with a left hand. Stops. Shoots. Running floater. No good. Boy, that almost went in. Rebound Robertson. Both teams a little cold here in the last few minutes. Holder has it. Right side. It goes to Robertson. Back out. Top of the key to Daughtry. Good move. Stops. Blocked by Howard. Forrest wants a foul, but it's a looked like a clean block from here. And now Peters throws it away. Turnover number 12 for Middle Tennessee Christian School. Just joined us, John Dingens, Brian Barrett here with fourth quarter girls action.
Fourth quarter?
Fourth quarter, and we haven't been here an hour yet. Here's Holder, right side, or make that left side to Robertson. Over to Jordan, who came back in. Fake there by Holder, now gives it back out to Jordan. Middle Tennessee Christian School's defense has been superb tonight. There's a drive by Robertson. Goes down low to Jordan. Puts it up. Short. Rebound. Howard. Middle Tennessee Christian School again with another chance. What is this, about the sixth time with a chance to take the lead here?
Well, they've had, what, I think they had a one-point lead with a free throw, but it did not last very long.
Wilkerson looking to give and go. Peters didn't see her. Over the corner to Adams. No good. Rebound. Picked up. Holder. Holder has it. Drives. Now gives off to Daughtry. Open. Shot. Good. It's a two-pointer. Nonetheless, it's a two-point lead, and we have a timeout. It's 31-29 Forrest, and you're listening to State Farm Prep Basketball from Middle Tennessee Christian School.
West Coast cuisine is now in the borough.
Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine Restaurant.
Remarkable Mexican food.
The Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine Restaurant in the old Parthenon building on South Church Street.
Wednesday is margaritas 2-for-1. Thursday's karaoke night, 8 to 10.
And don't forget, wear your school colors to the Blue Agave and get a free taco if you ask for it.
Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine Restaurant on South Church Street in the old Parthenon building.
Did you realize that 80 cents of every $1 spent in a locally owned small business goes back to the community? It helps employ your neighbors and friends, provides money for our local schools and roads. It's really important to shop local, shop small business. So shop at Sprint by Cellular Concepts, 1970 Medical Center Parkway, and in Smyrna at the Target Center.
And across from MTSU, next to the Boulevard Restaurant.
This is Melanie Davenport at Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
Get to a better State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Basketball is brought to you in part by Middle Tennessee Christian School, Murfreesboro Electric, Sir Pizza, Bowen's Body Shop, Fans Heating and Air, also Toots Good Food and Fun, Performance Transmission, Andy DeGraw, and everyone at InterSource, State Farm agent Mel Adams, and Reeves Sane Drugstore.
And 31-29 is our score. Forrest with a lead. And inside it goes to Smith. Turn around. Missed. A lot of hands. A lot of popping down there, but no foul. Here comes Brothers, who checked back in. Brothers, Robertson, Daughtry, Andrews, and Pfeiffer. Here's a drive by Daughtry. Short rebound. Pfeiffer underneath. In and out. Caught a break. And it's Middle Tennessee Christian School's ball. That really looked like the ball had a lid on top of it. Smith, Howard, Wilkerson, Peters, and Faulkner in for the Cougars. Almost playing the three-guard offensive set here, Brian. Peters drives, dishes off. Smith goes baseline, looking for some help, and throws it away. Another turnover. Forrest with it. We're not helping ourselves very much right now.
Beginning to mount up, too, John. That's 13.
Robertson has it. Gets a pick from Andrews. Or make that Jordan. And Jordan gets it back. On the right wing. Goes baseline now to Pfeiffer. Dribbles back out to Robertson. Cross court to Brothers. Drives. Shoots. Puts it up. And they're going to call a foul on Smith. That was bang, bang. That could have gone either way.
Well, Coach Wilkerson thought that it was going to go his way, and he was extremely excited about the defensive effort.
even clapping over there.
And Coach Wilkerson is speaking his mind there to one of the officials. Free throw by Brothers is good.
John, Shelbyville 48, Oakland 34 at the end of the third at Oakland tonight.
The Golden Eagles are for real. We've seen them, three times? At least twice.
Yep.
They're a pretty good ball team. The free throw by Brothers is missed out of bounds. It'll be a Middle Tennessee Christian Schools ball. And Forrest now leading it by three, 32-29, 4:40 to go in the fourth quarter. Cougars need a basket. Pressure by Forrest. Having a little trouble getting it across. Now they do to Peters. Their defense is relentless, Brian, has been most of the night.
They don't have a three. MTCS doesn't either, so they're going to have two possessions here to take the lead.
Peters drives, partially blocked, rebound. Jordan takes a blow to the lips. She's all right. Brothers brings it across between the circles. Picked up by Wilkerson. Spins. Foul line, gives it off to Pfeiffer, open. Bottom. That's a three, and that one hurt. 35-29, and Middle Tennessee Christian School is going to take a timeout. We'll take one, too. 35-29, Forrest leads Middle Tennessee Christian School. You're listening to State Farm Prep Basketball on WGNS.
Fresh air delivered to your door. Home delivery and setup now available throughout Middle Tennessee. That's just one benefit of trusting Reeves Sane with your respiratory care. Speak to our licensed therapist about our respiratory services and equipment like sleep apnea machines, masks, and supplies. With a range of healthcare solutions and an unwavering commitment to personal service, we're always looking for new ways to help you feel your best. Visit us at 1801 Memorial Boulevard and let us know what you need. We'll put a little Reeves Sane on it.
Get to a better State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Basketball on WGNS brought to you in part by Steve Martin Construction, Loveless Fine Photography, Little Caesars Pizza Pizza, Craig's Tax Service, and AG Sporting Goods.
Middle Tennessee Christian School with the ball. Peters drives too hard. Rebound. Out of bounds. Forrest ball. And Brian, we are 3:45 left in this game. Middle Tennessee Christian School has not scored in the fourth quarter.
I'm going to make that point, and also that MTCS is 0 of 5 in this quarter, 0 of 6 since the last time they scored late in the third.
And Robertson has it for Forrest. Daughtry puts it up. Little jumper from outside. No good. Rebound. Pfeiffer. Rebound. Jordan tipped away. Gives it to Robertson. She shoots from 12. Rolls. No good. Rebound. Brothers with a rebound and in. Four shots at it.
Four shots, five rebounds, and you got to get it off after that first one or second one at least.
Brian, I have to ask, is this lead insurmountable?
Maybe.
And Howard tries to save the loose ball, cannot. And now a foul on Jordan Faulkner as Forrest gets the ball, the 14th Cougar turnover.
Things kind of unraveling here for the Lady Cougars. Turnovers, not getting rebounds, boxing out. And that three, I think, John, we may look back at that and that three-pointer be the thing that changed the game for tonight.
We're going to take a timeout. 37-29 Forrest. We'll be back.
We're talking now with Heather here at Carpets by Osborne. People are really intent on something that's going to last a long time.
On our VCT commercial lines, we do Mannington and Armstrong, and we do that with a lot of hospitals, schools, any kind of commercial type building, and then we also have lots of commercial carpets that are very durable and specified only for commercial settings.
Carpets by Osborne on Northwest Broad Street next to Southeastern Tire.
Stop by Bud's Tire and check out our full line of Michelin tires. And at Bud's Tire, we also do brakes and alignments, shocks, and oil changes. Hi, this is Kay Mitchell. Stop by Bud's Tire at 3600 Woodbury Road, just a mile past Rutherford Boulevard.
Bud's Tire now has the Michelin Promise Plan, 30-day satisfaction guarantee, 3-year flat tire changing assistance, and limited mileage warranty. Michelin and Bud's Tire, a better way forward.
Get to a better State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Basketball brought to you in part by Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, TOA. Last Cast's Feet Supply, Winner's Trophies, Segular Concepts, and Prentice Salsa Heating and Air.
Pfeiffer, who's been a pain in our side tonight, has nine, misses the free throw. Cougars come down, shot by Howard, no good. Rebound, comes up with it. Brothers, Savannah Brothers, that's a big rebounds in this second half. She leads all scorers with 12. Looking for some help. Coming out is Pfeiffer. Daughtry from the corner. No good. Rebound, Robertson. We cannot get an offensive rebound or a defensive rebound. Brothers to Robertson. Stops, lobs it over to Daughtry, sets it back up. 37-29, 2:21 to go, and the Cougars hustling over there is Sadler, and they go out of bounds.
John, I don't know that I've seen this stat before. They've got 25 rebounds to MTCS's 18. But let's see, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 12 to 2 in this quarter alone. Forrest is winning the battle of the boards.
And makes it very difficult to score, and the Cougars have not scored in this fourth quarter.
Also good news, at least if you're an Oakland Patriot fan, they trail now to Shelbyville by only 8 with much of the fourth quarter to go.
In the corner it goes to Faulkner. Cougars inside to Smith, double team, puts it up. No good, rebound, Smith hustling on the floor with Andrews, and it'll be Forrest basketball.
Oh, wow, we got a new update. Shelbyville 49, Oakland 47 with 4:23 left, so the
wow.
Lady Patriots are alive.
And for real, that's for sure. Are they going for 20 wins now in that game?
I think, right? Yeah, because they won last night.
Yeah. Here's Pfeiffer in the corner. Brothers playing keep away. Turn around in the lane is Jordan. Free throw of that jumper's missed. And a foul call. We're going to go to the free throw line here. And the foul on the Lady Cougars, and that is Megan Smith. Megan in some free throw trouble. 1:45 to go in this one. 37-29, 8-point lead, and the shot rolls in from the free throw line, and that's Taylor Andrews, who has 6. Starting to hit some free throws now, unfortunately. Second one is up, rolls good. And we have a timeout here, half court. I think Forrest called that timeout. We'll take one, too. It's 39-29. You're listening to State Farm Prep Basketball on WGNS.
Here at Music World and Drummer's Den, we try to be a unique store, a pro-grade store, but one that also the beginner is going to feel comfortable in. So whether you're a beginning musician looking for those starter lessons, or whether you're a pro player who really needs that pro equipment, that's what we want to be here for you.
Hi, this is Tom. We offer a variety of lessons in guitar, bass, keyboard, and drum set.
This is Dave Kivenimi, inviting you to come by Music World and Drummer's Den in Murfreesboro, across from Indian Hills.
I'm in a state of inundation from an endless iteration of discounts that State Farm gives to me. Good driver and good student, multi-car and all the rest make up a veritable litany. They've got a list of discounts longer than my arm. Get to a better state, State Farm.
Call Good Neighbor State Farm agent Mel Adams at 893-6822.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
39-29 with a minute 43. The Cougars trail, and they have the ball. They need the basket. Pressure by Forrest. Jordan Faulkner gets it across the timeline over to Howard. And now being run into by Taylor Andrews. And that is team foul number 6, I believe.
Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update. 50-50, Oakland and Shelbyville. Now Oakland has their first lead of the night, 51-50. Free throws, Riggins hit 1 of 2. That's a tweet from Tom Crager of the Daily News Journal. Keeping up with him tonight.
You know, Brian, that might be a big win considering down the road.
Yes.
You know, if they can hold on. Sadler loses the basketball in the lane, gets it out to Peters, shoots from way outside, too strong. Rebound picked up. Andrews for Forrest. Have we gotten a rebound in the fourth quarter? I'm not sure.
Two rebounds in the fourth quarter, no basket here in the fourth quarter, and that is going to be what dooms the Lady Cougars tonight, I'm afraid.
Ball tipped away. Wilkerson trying to battle for it. Brothers goes down hard on the floor, and it's a jump ball. And Holder coming back in for Forrest. Smith coming in for the Christian school. It's the Cougars ball, 39-29, a minute four to go. Well, if you're going to say what really hurt was the inability to score, Brian, you've got to score to win. Free throw, the jumper in the corner by Wilkerson is no good. And a foul down low.
Finally got a rebound there.
Yeah.
And couldn't get the putback.
And that foul on Daughtry. And Sadler going to the line. All of them are big. We're under a minute now. The free throw by Sadler, good. She has 2 points. She'll get one more. The lead now, 9. Second one by Sadler, good.
Really needed those, John. Now they're going to have to get some quick baskets and may just have to foul to put them at the line. They're not particularly a good free throw shooting team, at least what we've seen here tonight.
And Forrest not being pressured by Middle Tennessee Christian School. 51 seconds to go. Faulkner commits the foul. And that will send Holder to the free throw line. And Forrest, who started off very poor at the free throw line tonight, Brian, have improved that in the latter stages. I guess if you think it's important, that's the time to do it.
Yeah, they're 3 of 5 here in this quarter.
Holder eyes it, puts it up, rolls good.
40% before that shot right there, so just a touch better than 40% from the foul line now. And it's double bonus, so not really a lot of pressure on that first one. Absolutely got to get the rebound here, though.
Yeah, it's a big free throw here, too. Second one, good. So Holder does her job. She has 2 points. Hits both free throws. Wilkerson coming across the timeline, dribbles through two people. Now over to Howard. Drives baseline, puts it up. Strong, good. Julia Howard, who had 10 in the first half, has only 12. We've got a 30-second timeout. And one more visit with Stan Vaught and Bobby Bug.
Well, the Bob Parks auction team of Stan Vaught and Bob Bug is experienced and professionally trained to utilize the auction process to sell your property. Recognized around Southeast as the industry leaders, Bob Bug and Stan Vaught will combine their experience and technology puts you in the driver's seat and bring the buyers to you. Stan Vaught and Bob Bug, auctioneers at Bob Parks Auction, 896-4600 online at bobparksauction.com. With Bob and Stan, you can consider it sold.
41-33, Forrest leading here with 36 seconds to go. And they have the basketball. Pressure by the Cougar. Goes to Holder. Dribbles through traffic. Over to Brothers. Down low. Robertson doesn't shoot. Brings it back out. 28 seconds. Forrest going to hold the ball. And it goes off of Pfeiffer. A break here for Middle Tennessee Christian School. Smith and Peters are going to come back in.
Turnover number 9 for the Lady Rockets.
And Faulkner going to throw it in, but Middle Tennessee Christian School needs somebody off the floor. There we go. Howard comes off. Faulkner to Wilkerson. Ashland brings it across Hurley. Over to Faulkner in the corner for 3. Yes, first bank 3. And a timeout. Middle Tennessee Christian School will take 1-2. 41-36 with 14 seconds left.
This is Brandon Burks with First Bank Mortgage. Now is the time to refinance or purchase your dream home with rates at historic lows. Just a quick 10-minute call or visit could help you save thousands in interest and even reduce your monthly mortgage payment. Give me a call at 907-5535 or come by and visit me at First Bank on Memorial Boulevard. I look forward to helping you with all your mortgage needs. Call me, Brandon Burks, at 907-5535.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. Call Thompson Services for values that last.
Hello, this is Jim Thompson of Thompson Services. Now is a great time to take advantage of a federal tax credit regarding the upgrade of your home's equipment. Maybe it's a natural gas tankless water heater or a natural gas heating and cooling system. Whatever your need is, call us today at 274-2281.
This message brought to you in part by Atmos Energy, your natural gas company. Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Basketball brought to you in part by State Farm agent Monty King, Genghis Grill, Zippy Shell, Bell Jewelers, and Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home.
And Faulkner fouls, and I think Holder going to go to the free throw line. You know, if she misses these, this might be just a tad interesting. 41-36, our score, Forrest leading. With only 13 seconds left, however.
Oakland 54, Shelbyville 53, a minute 45 left, and Oakland has the ball. The last tweet from Tom Crager. Cannon County 56, Central Magnet 34, with 3 minutes left in the fourth.
Pretty good Cannon County girls team that they've run into tonight. Holder, free throw good. She's hit 3 for 3 now. And that was what you might call big, Andy, big.
Well, that took a 5-point lead to 6, and this one's even bigger, John, because that'd make it a 3-possession game. With only 13 seconds to go.
Holder eyes it, puts it up, rolls, no good. Faulkner, got to hurry. 42-36, 10 seconds. Not going to have enough time, Brian. Smith drives, puts it up, shoots it good. Whoa, 42-38. 3 seconds left, and let's just hold it here, Brian. I just wanted to mention that with 3 points, three seconds left, they've made it interesting, but I just think they don't have enough time here.
No, only 3 seconds to go, John, and
Forrest with the ball, and
you got to have a steal, and it's a 4-point lead. Megan. Just to tie it, you got to, you know, be fouled shooting a three, and it go, you know, right now, and that. Just think that's a little too much to ask for, but stranger things have happened.
Streaky shooting has been the downfall and turnovers for Middle Tennessee Christian. They trail 42-38, and don't forget to join us here for the Between Game Show, the IDST's Between Game Show. You know, I'm looking for some big head caps. They still have those?
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to go by there sometime soon? Would you pick me up one there, pal?
I can.
Okay.
Well, what color?
You gonna buy them? I'd like a MTSU blue.
Okay.
I've lost mine and fit my big head.
I could do that. Size 15 and a half. Is that right?
Well, just it's a big head cap. About a size 7 and 7/8 is my favorite. And here's Forrest holding the ball. 1 second, and that's your ball game. The final score in a close one. Forrest girls win it 42-38 over Middle Tennessee Christian School.